This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Friday night, a Friday night that'll be the first of the year for high school football. And, of course, we're your home for Silver Streaks football, and they are in the Western Big Six Conference. So I thought we might get a preview of the conference and football in general with a friend of mine that I know knows a lot about that, Jay Kidwell, the sports director at Local 4 News, WHBF-TV, and also for KLJB Fox 18 News in the Quad Cities. And he is on the line now. Jay, I can't imagine that you're just sitting back relaxing this close to kickoff, right?
Will Stevenson, you are completely correct. The scramble is currently beginning. It's a mild sweat at the moment, and with the weather starting to impact a lot of start times, by the time I get that tie off at 6:30, games are going. So it's going to be a rapid fire into week one of football, but looking forward to it. It's been, you know, you sort of get the lull of the back end of summer, and let's go, let's do it, and fire it up to start seeing some football.
Yeah, and you guys in your department, in your sports department, cover a truckload of games and try to culminate that all into something that makes sense by 10 o'clock, right?
Well, that is the key to the whole deal, yes. Dan Vasco, Adam Rosso, and Brian Bob, and Eric Surzik, everybody will be out and about getting games, and hopefully by 10:15, we've got them all in, or at least we've got the first block of games in. And there are times, you know, the games that are in the third block, there are times the games from a more distant location from the station here in Rock Island, if I've got people coming in from a further distance, such as Galesburg, I may float those games down a little bit in the show to give them, you'd be amazed at what a difference between the show, a game airing at 10:15 and a game airing at 10:27, what a difference that can make for editing.
Yeah, no kidding, I'm sure. But I know you do it, you'll do fantastic, and we'll look forward to all that tonight at 10. Obviously, most of the teams you cover, like Galesburg and the Quad Cities teams, at least on the Illinois side, are all in the Western Big Six Conference. And I was reading something, I think, on your website the other day that suggested that a couple of these coaches in the area, at least in the conference, including our own Mike Washabaugh, although he's familiar with the Silver Streaks program, having worked under the previous coach, they're all relatively new. A couple of them are only in their second year of coaching, right?
Yeah, three of the coaches actually just in their second year. You've got Mike Morrissey at Moline, Ben Hammer at Rock Island, and Jim DuPage with the United Township Panthers, all entering their second season and just feeling a little more comfortable, obviously, as the years go by a little bit to get that routine down. And obviously Michael Washabaugh, obviously with the program, but his first year as head coach. But he was saying how key it was when we caught up with him at the Big Six dinner, how big it was that he has five of his assistant coaches back with him. Definitely took a lot of the workload off his plate and just familiarity, so that should be a big thing. But even Todd DePorter at Alleman, he's only been there, I bet this is maybe his sixth season, fifth or sixth season. The conference definitely does not have, you know, the Vic Boblets that who was at Rock Island for decades. It's a new era in the conference.
Is that does that tend to be good or bad from your perspective? I imagine you like to have a little experience, but sometimes new blood is a good thing, right?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, all the coaches have been very media friendly and very helpful, and for our work needs, that's really what we can ask for. And I think sometimes, obviously, the kids rotate as the years go on, graduation and the new crop comes in. But sometimes getting a new voice and a new coach in there, not necessarily a bad thing. And to get that enthusiasm, I mean, you know, Mike Morrissey at Moline, they won the conference last year, 7-3 record, and his enthusiasm is just off the charts, Will. I mean, he just... there's times I'm on the sidelines and I'm like, Mike, give me a helmet. I'm ready to go in there. It's like, hey, know your spot, man. Keep the camera and get away from me.
Well, you know.
But some of these, you know, younger guys and just great enthusiasm. And you can see where that would get infectious with his players and, you know, could lead to some good things out on the field.
So with Moline kind of winning the conference last year, do we expect a repeat this year? How does the conference look?
Well, I'll tell you, Moline certainly is in the mix. Rock Island, I think they could be in the mix. Alleman, with their senior quarterback, Sam Matichek, they have got some good players going into their senior year. You know, United Township probably still going to be a work in progress. And, you know, but the rest of them, you know, who knows? I don't see anybody. I would say Moline, Alleman would probably be the two that I would look at. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, who knows? I mean, if Galesburg gets off to a nice start here, but I'll tell you, I'm looking at their schedule, you know, Geneseo in week two, and then They've got sort of a 3 out of 4 gauntlet with, or 3 in a row with Rock Island, Quincy, and Moline. And then they go to UT, but then they got Alleman. So they got like 4 out of 5 there from the middle of September until the middle of October. That is a pretty imposing stretch of games there for the Silver Streaks. But you know what? Where you are on August 24th and where you are on October 19th, probably two different things. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Galesburg starts out tonight with a non-conference match against Dunlap, who was second place in their class in the state last year. Can that, even though it's a non-conference game, can that really set the tone for how the rest of the season will go going into the conference schedule eventually?
Well, I'll tell you what. You say you don't know anything about sports, and you just hit the nail on the head. There's no doubt week one.
I watch TV a lot.
Well, we are very happy about that. There's no doubt week one. You get some confidence going. You have some good things happen. You know, that's going to be a tough road game for the Silver Streaks this evening. But, you know, you have some good things there, things that you can work on, things you know, and that can definitely just propel you, and you can say, you know, hey, we're not as far off as we thought, or that work went a lot better than we were thinking. You know, let's clean things up and let's get ready for Geneseo in our home opener, you know, next Friday night.
Speaking of Geneseo, that and that home opener next week, that might end up being a preview of how things will go when the conference expands next year, right?
Yeah, Geneseo and Sterling rolling in, and two really terrific football programs there. I'll tell you what, you go to a game at Geneseo and up at Sterling, I mean, that is some big-time passion, and, you know, the people are really serious about their teams. We have that, you know, in many, many spots, but those are going to be two terrific programs to have into the Western Big Six. I mean, you know, this is no shock, but it's been long overdue, namely to get like Geneseo, but to pull Sterling in as well, just fantastic. I could never quite figure out how Geneseo was not in the conference, but I think that's going to be great. And, you know, it's just going to be fantastic games, you know, football, basketball, you know, all the athletics across the board. That's going to be a win for the Western Big Six.
I got about a minute left, Jay, so let me give you a chance to talk. I know a lot of folks will probably follow some of the other schools around the area that you cover that aren't in the conference. What else are you looking for this season?
Well, staying on the Illinois side, Orion Chargers are going to be really fun to watch and see how they move along. Logan Lee, a terrific tight end who's going to the University of Iowa. He makes no bones about, you know, trying to just make this a memorable year to come. It's just going to be a lot of good stuff. It's always fun to see, as much as we think we know, you know, opening day. Well, actually, I don't think I know so much opening day. It's always good to see a few weeks and see where things go. But that's why you love sports, or why I love sports, is just to see, you know, how these teams develop and what they've got, and what kids come out of nowhere to do things. It's the beauty of sports is there is no, you know, at the end of a Disney movie, odds are you're going to get a warm feeling at the end. Sports, you just never know what's going to happen. Kobe Ramirez, that running back for Galesburg, he is something special to watch. Fun to see him. Wide receivers look to be good with Galesburg. They've got a good offensive line coming back. There are a lot of good things for Galesburg to be optimistic about. So it'll be fun to see, Will.
I don't tell too many people this, but I was mostly an equipment manager growing up, except for my eighth grade year when I actually played, and the team I was on went 1-6. So I guess what I'm saying is that if you and Adam and Dan all end up with some major form of plague and can't do any sports whatsoever on TV one night, there is a very outside chance I might be able to fill in for you almost.
Well, you know, we call it three men on a couch because we all pile up on that couch up in the studio for the football on Friday. And I think there's room for a fourth. So if you want to join us on a Friday, invitation is there.
I might have better luck filling in for Andy McRae, but that's another discussion. Right, and we'll look forward to it. I know you'll probably have a little bit to go tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox 18, but definitely at 10 on Local 4.
That is correct, and actually we're sort of a little fuzzy time today because CBS has Lions and Buccaneers, so our 10 o'clock start time might be pushed a little bit, but whenever the NFL wraps up, we're coming on shortly thereafter.
Oh, just cut the game off. Nobody cares. It's preseason.
Oh, yeah, NFL preseason is brutal.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I keep hearing. All right, Jay Kidwell, Sports Director for Local 4 News at WHBF and KLJB Fox 18 News. Thanks so much for your time, as always. And if I can stay awake, I'll be watching tonight at sometime after 10 o'clock.
Will, great to be with you as always. Have a fabulous Friday.
You too, Jay. Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues with a look at local sports next on WGIL.